A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Beis. Baba Basra 102b. Pagination is 204. Starting the new Perek. Perek Shevi'i. The seventh Perek of Maseches Baba Basra. About midway on the page. Ha'omer Lachaveru. A person says to his friend, as a description of the sale that they do, Beis kur afar ani mocher loch. I am selling you a beis kur, that's a very large area, a given amount, of afar, earth, which is taken to mean plantable ground. It has earth there that you could plant on it. And that's what I'm selling you. Hayusham nekoyim amukim asarat fachim. If there were drops in the land, clefts that are deeper than 10 tfachim, about 40 inches, osilaim, or rises in the ground, rocks that are serving as mounds within the field, givoim yutfachim, they're higher than 10 tfachim. So in each of these cases, they are so distant than the regular height of the ground that they're a distraction. They're kind of removed from the regular process of planting. Einon nimdodin ima. If that's the gap, if that's the disparity between the downs and the ups from the regular height, then they're not included in the calculation of the base core. And as we measure from wherever the starting point is, to give him the base core, the amount that was described, we do not include these depths and heights in the calculation as part of the field. Pachas mikan, if the discrepancy is less than 10 tfachim, in something that goes down or goes up, nimdad and ima, there's considered tolerance and it's included. Now, there is a question, what happens with these rises and depths if they are indeed 10 tfachim and are therefore not included in the base kur? What happens to them? In Siman Reish Yud Ches, we find a discussion between the Mechaber and the Ramah. One view is that they go to the buyer, that even though they don't count towards his base kur, you got to just keep counting and giving him more because you promised him a base kur afar, plantable earth. But nevertheless, these rises and depths get included in the purchase and he does get them for whatever he can use them for. Perhaps, as we'll discuss later, he can spread his produce out there to dry. And according to the Ramah, they remain in the hands of the seller. And just as they're not calculated as part of the base kur, they're also not calculated as part of the sale at all. And they're not sold. Now, one of the things that we wonder about is how big is a base kur? How big is the field that's being described here as being sold? So the Rashbam helps us meticulously over here, and he tells us that a base kur is 30 sa'ah. A sa'ah was a given measure that was known as to how much area was needed to plant a sa'ah of grain. So a sa'ah was a volume measure, and that was known. And a area of a sa'ah was 50 by 50 amah. That was the amount of area needed to plant a sa'ah worth of grain. We also know that the Mishkan was a base se'asayim, was a double sa'ah. So instead of being 50 by 50, a square, which was the area to plant this amount of grain, the Mishkan was Sasayim, was two of those. So it was 50 by 100, a rectangle, 50 amma by 100 amma. Thusly, a base score, if it's 30 sa'ah, if that's its amount, 30 50 by 50s, then it's going to be 15 sizes of the Mishkan, 15 of 50 by 100. We still are challenged in picturing in front of us how big that is. Is that very big? Is it kind of big? How big is it? So we have measurements that an amma, the quick measurements, are ranging in an amma between 18 inches all the way up to 24 inches, meaning your amma measurements, according to the different opinions, are a little bit more than 18 inches, like close to 20 inches, or on the larger side, a little bit less than 24 inches, something like 21 inches, 21 and a half inches. And therefore, for our quick measurements, we like to use a foot and a half, 18 inches, or 2 feet, which is 24 inches. And working on the foot inch measurement as we do in the United States, this is the quick way to do the calculation. You have, for example, in the Mishnah in Sukkah, that a Sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amma. How much is 20 amma? So in the quick measurement of an amma being 2 feet, 20 amma would be that at 40 feet, the sukkah would be pasul. We know that the amma is not a full 24 inches, and therefore not a full 40 feet for 20 amos, and therefore we scale it back a little bit by estimate, something like 35 feet. A sukkah would give us concern that it isn't kosher, because it's too high. So working with our measurements of 50 by 50 times 30 times that, or 50 by 100 times 15 times that size of the Mishkan, we get our measurements and the result, working either by the 18-inch amma or by the 24-inch amma, is that we end up with translating it into football field size, which is a large size that people are familiar with, something like 4 or 5 football fields worth of land is what's being sold here as the base core. So again, you would take a football field and then next to it placing another football field, and your football field in feet is 360 feet time by 160 feet. The 360, its length, including the end zone, described as 120 yards. So moving it into feet and then putting these fields next to each other, you would picture somewhere in excess of 3 or 4 football fields, something more like 4 or 5 football fields. It's a very large piece of land, perfect for a farmer who's trying to plant a large area. The Mishnah continues with a second case. Instead of saying beiskur afar ani mocher, instead of saying doing a base core worth of earth, which means it's understood that you'd be able to plant it, and therefore these deviations of rock, of depth, of height, are going to cause him problems. Instead, he said, "Im amar lo ki beis kur afar," like a beis kur, meaning the farmers have an area called a beis kur. I'm not selling it to you like a farmer. I'm not selling you earth. I'm selling you like a beis kur. And therefore, it's understood that what he's selling is for building a house or an area to spread out the produce so that it can dry. But he was not selling it to him for planting. Even if there are depths of 10 osalam givoim yosem yasara tvachim, or rocks that are higher than 10, hare'ilu nimdadin ima, these measures are simply included in the calculation and in the sale, and they do count towards the base kur amount that he promised in the sale. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.